The promise of my first business book, Crush It, was to teach entrepreneurs how to monetize their passion by using social media to build a strong personal brand to attract customers and advertisers to their websites, as well as transform them into such trusted experts or entertainment figures that brands and outlets would pay them to talk, consult, and attend events. In other words, it was all about building a personal brand around your business strong enough to make you an influencer. And yet, the word influencer doesn't appear once. The multi-billion dollar influencer marketing industry was still so new at the time, the concept hadn't crystallized when the book was published in 2009. Yet today, influencer marketing is poised to eat a real chunk of traditional marketing's lunch. Younger consumers spend increasingly less time on traditional media and more time consuming content online. And I'm going to go off script here. I can't believe I didn't edit this part because I get so frustrated when people think it's younger customers. Your 73-year-old dad is on Facebook a hell of a lot more than he used to be just a decade ago. Everybody is living in this world. This isn't a young kid's game. YouTube's daily viewership is closing in on TV's 1.25 billion hours per day as television viewership falls every year. One in every 5 minutes spent on mobile is spent on one of Facebook's apps and services. Every minute, 65,900 videos and photos are posted on Instagram. Over 3 billion snaps are created each day on Snapchat, where over 60% of the ads are watched with audio on. Consequently, since 2009, brands have tripled the amount of money spent on social media. And let me jump off here again. It should be 30 times, 100 times. People don't understand how much brands are overpaying for traditional media. Soon they will figure it out as well. And the land grab and the supply and demand of this incredible opportunity in this book will go away. With the explosion in the number of social networks available to anyone who wants to amass an audience, the vast sums of money being redirected toward those networks, influencer marketing has become a legitimate, monetizable strategy for anyone building an online profile, which means pretty much anyone in business. How legitimate? The top grossing YouTubers earned a combined $70 million in 2016. Many fit a certain type. Several are gamer dudes, for example. But Lily Sin is a rapper comedian who features Punjabi culture in her videos. Rosanna Pacino is a baker, and Tyler Oakley is an LGBTQ activist. In the past, the top grossing list has also included dancing violinist Lindsay Sterling and makeup artist Michelle Phan. The most popular Instagrammers can even earn 7 figures per year from their social media efforts alone. Even with only 1,000 followers, an entry-level Instagrammer can earn about $5,000 per year with just 2 posts a week, and 10,000 followers could net you as much as $20,000 per year. Again, that's with just 2 posts per week. Imagine the earnings if the Instagrammer posted more frequently. Let's think about that. The median salary for U.S. employees is about $51,000. You can earn that as an office manager, or you can earn the same amount running your own business built around something you love more than anything else in the world. Want to play it safe? You can work as an office manager, go home, and then earn an extra $10,000 a year on Twitch, letting people watch you play and comment on your favorite video game, because you really are that good at it. Or use YouTube to share insanely cool science experiments. Or post pictures on Instagram of your pet hedgehogs wearing tiny hats. Thanks to the proliferation of the platforms and the migration of TV and magazine viewers to the internet, there is room for many, many more experts and personalities to create a lucrative, sustainable ecosystem that promotes and grows their business or even their side hustles. It's a great time to be a fashion model, for example. There was a time when there was room for only a handful of superstars to see themselves featured in editorial fashion spreads or on the runways. Then there were maybe 1,000 in the middle getting steady commercial work in print and TV. The rest found themselves at the bottom, scraping by doing catalog and promotion work. But the internet has opened a floodgate of opportunity for anyone willing to hustle to grow a fan base through blogs and video channels to attract the attention of hundreds of thousands of brands eager to spend money supporting popular, good-looking, fashionable people by branded content and advertising. Not only that, people blessed with model good looks, or even just blessed with angles and filters and being savvy about it, don't actually have to model to get paid. The huge shift in attention to social media means that beautiful people are no longer beholden to the magazine and talent agencies or anyone really to make money off their good looks. They can look fabulous every day on their own platforms while engaging with steadily growing audiences, and brands will be begging for exposure. Just ask Brittany Xavier. We'll get to her later.